Hi, this is Gail. Is this Mark?
Yes, Gail. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you today?
Pretty good. Busy. Running around.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So you were talking with Jan about the possibility of taking advantage of the listing that we had opened up today for remodeling and general contracting, sounds like, in your area. Is that right?
Yes, I told him I do the cap. I service Capital Region, Western Massachusetts, and Southern Vermont.
Okay, so you got a nice wide area. All right, perfect. And yeah, so Jan sent you over because it looks like you qualify for that listing. So it is an exclusive listing that we're selling today, and we're looking for that one company that's a good fit that we can promote to that first page. You've definitely got a good reputation out there, and I see it looking at your Facebook page. Nice job on that, and nice work.
Yeah, I can upload a lot more photos and videos. I don't have the time to. I can crop that, and make it look a lot better than what it looks. I just
sure
don't have the time.
Well, you're not supposed to specialize in websites and Facebook, right? You're supposed to be doing flooring and remods. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it sounds like at M&J you focus more on flooring and then you're sharing out other things with another company, kind of back and forth. Is that about what I gathered? Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
Super. So yes, you are well set up to take on more business. Now, Mark, before I jump into pricing, did you have any questions so far about the program?
My questions are, what you're specializing in giving me a Google page. So a Google search, somebody searching for flooring or all-around construction.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, contracting. I'm set up as a contractor. I have electricians, plumbers. I have these people network in that manner.
Gotcha.
So my question for you guys, you specialize in setting M&J contracting up with a Google search, correct?
Almost. You're close. So we get you on that first page of Google. So that obviously so that you can be seen, so that your next customers can call you. So what will feature there is your Google business profile. And I did a little Googling here while you and I were talking. I didn't find a Google business profile for you yet. Is that something that you've requested or not yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have one set. Yeah.
Okay. No worries. It's easy to do, and it's actually something that we'll do for you. So you'll get a postcard in the mail in 6 to 14 days. And just be sure to not throw that postcard away. It'll have a PIN code on it. We'll use that to verify you with Google. A PIN code, a verification code. Yeah, and all that, we need that code so that we can send that to Google Corporate. That verifies you. It's an address verification, basically. So, yeah, we can get that in the works for you. And I see you've got a Facebook page. That looks great. In fact, I'm going to give you a like while I'm here. And it looks like you're on Angie's also.
Yes, I am.
Okay, super. And then the only thing I'm seeing missing is a website, unless I'm just not finding one.
No, there's no website. I don't have
Okay. Okay, no worries. So I see you've been in business for more than 5 years, so we can count you as a legacy business. I'm pretty sure I can get a website thrown in for you. It's something that we would build for you. It'd be Google compliant, optimized, conversion driven, and of course it'll feature everything about M&J contracting and everything that you can do. So those great befores and afters that you've got.
One question, real quick.
Sure.
I'm about to move. I just bought a house in Massachusetts, in Florida, Mass. And
congrats.
I'm going to move my business. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to move the business from New York to Mass. But okay. I'm still going to work the Capital Region, Southern Vermont, and Western Massachusetts. I'm still going to have the same range. I'm just
okay.
moving into a different range. I'm wondering if that's going to have an effect.
How far away? What's the distance from where you are now?
I'm moving 40 minutes away.
The
exact
yeah.
mileage, 30 miles away.
Okay, no. So what we would want to do then is set up your Google business profile using that new address, which is no problem.
Okay.
And good that we know this now because we can set it up the right way the first time around. So then, yeah, what'll happen is when somebody searches for flooring or general contracting, we'll list out all of those services that you do so that when someone's searching, like you're work sharing with another company, that's wonderful. Then if you get something, a client prospect that comes through, something you don't want to handle, you can pass off to them and vice versa.
That's exactly.
So, that's smart. Really, really smart. Great way to grow too. So we'll just set it up with that new address. And so being that it's going to be a home address, we'll omit that from your Google business profile. That way, your customers don't need to know where you live, I would assume.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you want them to. But
I'll give them an office phone. No cell phone numbers and no.
Gotcha.
Address.
No Please home address. No problem. Yep. No problem. Okay. So our job is getting you on that first page, and then of course we do that through local programming, keywording, content, backlinking, all the goodies that are necessary to get you there. And then, now the other cool thing that happens once we get you set up on this listing today, Mark, is we'll close down the category. I'm going to say general contracting because it does really cover everything that you do. And that's kind of what you popped up under. Even though you prefer flooring, you've got avenues for the other items. So for general contracting, perfect. So for general contracting, we'll close down that category, and that'll be for a 50-mile radius around your home base. And what was the city again? I just want to double-check it. You said Mass, but I didn't catch the city name.
It's a town. It's called Florida, Mass.
Did you say Florida, as in, like, the state Florida, Mass?
Yes.
Yes,
okay, same
cool.
state, Florida, Mass. Yep.
Perfect.
And I can
All
go
right.
to 100-mile radius.
Oh, awesome. You got a nice wide range. That's fantastic. Okay.
That's minimum. No, because between any other company, I mean, we've gone hundreds, even over 1,000 miles to do jobs.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
We get hotels for our guys.
Nice.
We set it up and do that.
Perfect. So then, we'll close down that category, and we lock that down for a 50-mile radius. So we won't work with any of your competitors in that 50-mile radius from home base for you. So no other general contractors will be allowed. M&J is the only company that will promote to that first page. So now the listing just opened up today, so we do fill them the same day, and that's actually why we had contacted you, is we were looking for that one qualified company that we could fill that listing with. And you definitely do qualify. And let me just punch in here. Jan had requested a rate reduction because you are a legacy business. So let me apply that and see where we land. It's going to shave a bunch off. So normally it would retail at $599, but with your legacy business discount, I can knock that down to $349 a month. And then there's just one time $349, yes, sir.
I'm
going to
write this down real quick.
You bet. No problem. Take your time.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a one-time... What was that?
No, I'm just writing down the prices. $349.
Oh, gotcha.
$349 once a month. And
yep.
One-time what?
On one-time $99 setup fee. That covers programming and content creation. You'll never see it again. And that $349 is a true flat monthly rate. There are no click fees, call fees, surcharges, taxes, anything at all.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Can I say this? Let's say I pay $349 this month, but if I want to skip a month, $349 a month, that's a whole other payment. I mean, I have to generate something off of $349.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah.
And so for the first 50 miles, let me write this down. First 50 miles, I will be the only one on the first page of Google.
Yep. You're the only one we'll be promoting. Exactly. So, now, it is a true flat monthly rate. It doesn't matter if you're getting 200 calls or 2,000 calls in a month. It's all the same. That just means we're doing a bang-up job at our job, and you're raking in more clients. And there are no contracts. Everything is strictly month-to-month. So to answer that question, yes, you can pause, certainly. You know, your ranking might come down a little. I'm sorry.
I could pause, but the ranking will come down a little bit.
It may, you know, kind of like riding a bicycle downhill. You may get, you know, continue going downhill and gaining speed even after you hit level ground. But eventually, if you pause long enough, it'll start falling. Part of our job to... Go ahead.
Okay. I'm listening to
you. Oh, no worries. So part of our job, too, is keeping you on that first page. So we're always on your account watching if algorithms change, if anything changes in the area, so that we can make those adjustments to your account so that you do stay on top. So we don't have any contracts. There is one thing, though. We do ask for a two-month verbal commitment. In other words, that you'll stick it out for the first 2 months, give it a fair shot. And the reason is timelining. We know, realistically, it takes us about 30 to 45 days to get you to pop on that first page. That's because of the programming that we do in the background, getting all of that data to Google, let them do their thing so that they can put you up there. So you know, we don't want you to bail before that second month because there just won't be much to show for it. So we do ask for that verbal, but you do only pay month to month. We don't ask for the first 2 months up front. And something else I was going to mention to you too, something you had asked earlier, try and refresh my memory.
While you're doing that, can I ask you this? So for the first 30 to 45 days, it's going to get the algorithms right. You got to see where I'm at on Google.
Yes.
For, so it's going to be a 90, let me see if I get this right. So it's going to be $99 down. And 30 days after the $99 are down, you're going to charge the credit card $349?
Almost. So to secure the listing, so to secure the listing today would be $448. That covers first month and that setup fee. And then next month would be the $349 going forward. And that is month to month. So we do truly intend to have to earn your business month in and month out, just like you have to earn your client's
right now,
business.
Yeah. Right now, I'm actually doing okay. I'm on Angie's leave, and that's like, they're very expensive. So so what you're saying is $349 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for unlimited calls.
That's unlimited calls. And those all go straight to you. So, and they're as a result of, you know, someone looking for your services. So looking for general contracting, looking for flooring, an addition, a remod. They search. And, you know, what we found is when you're sitting on that first page and you've got good reviews, which you do, and we'll help you collect more of those Google reviews too. Those will go on your profile, and those are, they're golden. You know, people are in a hurry these days, and they tend to Google from their phone, and they'll see M&J Contracting, and they just hit click to call. And it's as easy as that. We don't filter the calls in any way, so they all go right to you.
So here's my dilemma.
What's your dilemma? All right, let me hear it.
My money. I'm on Angie's lease, right? And the price is like a lot more than what you're saying to me right now.
I know. I've heard.
So how much to start this? What is it going to cost?
$448 to secure the listing, and then we'll get started right away. Once we take your money, we don't want to waste any time. We get to work on your account. Yeah.
So on my account, you're going to set up a Google. Could you use the address that I have now listed in about 45 days from now? Switch that over to my new address?
We should be able to. Certainly. You can get to get you started. Now, Mark, something I failed to mention too, we'll get you featured on Facebook as well. Make good use of that Facebook page that you've already got. So beyond Google, we're going to get you out on all destinations. So we'll get you out on, for example, Yelp, MapQuest, Bing, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, White Pages. There are about 60 different destinations that we'll get you out to. So you kind of become a can't miss. I mean, if they're looking for remodeling or flooring, you're going to be plastered everywhere. You're like the natural choice. You know what? Let me look at...
I'm hearing you.
Yeah. So let me look. I want to check. I'm going to do around both cities. I'm going to do around... Is it Averill or Averill Park? How do you pronounce that?
Averill Park.
Averill Park. Okay. I want to punch into our analytics here and just see what comes up under general contracting for search results, or not results, but how many searches have been done. So let me see. All right. I've got a couple of columns to add up in total. So I just ran the last 30 days. I did a modest 25-mile radius, and I'm coming up with over 3,000 searches that fit under general contracting. Yeah. I mean, amazing numbers. And we know, too, just statistically, you know, nobody goes past the first page. It doesn't matter what search engine they're on. If you want to hide a dead body, you put it on page two. So we know that of those searches, 90% of those people that did that search are going to call somebody that's on first page. It's just the nature of things. So right, I'm sure.
I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this.
What? All right. Let's get you set. Let me get in here real quick. I want to put a pause on this listing so that our team calls a halt. So when a listing opens, our teams start calling the area looking for that one company to fill the slot. So let me put them on a pause so that nobody else gets in there on us, okay? All right. Perfect. Got it. It's ours. And nobody can touch it until we're done, and then they can't touch it when we're done. So we're good.
All right. I'm walking in.
All right. So, Mark, I've got... Is that short for... official name, like on credit card and such, is it listed as Mark or is it Marcus?
Mark, M-A-R-K.
Okay, perfect. And what's your last name, Mark?
Jackson.
That's easy. All right. And your email address, please.
markj.tmvcontracting@gmail.com.
TMV, like Tom, Mary, Victor.
T as in Charlie, Mary, Victor. Yeah, Charlie, Mary, Victor.
Thank you. And then so markj.cmv.
Contracting.
And contracting.
@gmail.com.
Perfect. Thank you. And can you get texts on your, not texts, emails on your phone?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. So I'm going to send you a couple of emails. You don't need to do anything with them just yet. The first one is going to be on our dashboard and analytics. I didn't tell you about that. So you'll have a login. You'll be able to log in anytime, see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, change keywords, see what keywords we have you listed for, upload photos for us, and then we can use those photos on your website too. And then the other one, I want you to have in writing exactly what I quoted you and what your pricing is. And I'll let you know when that one's on the way. The first one is on its way over the dashboard and analytics. And then, perfect. Okay, that one's good. So I'm going to send that one off to you too. So the second one is the exact price and package that I quoted you. So you've got that. And Mark, fair assumption, 518-441-2981. That's your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to send you three text messages, actually. So the first one's going to be my direct contact info. I want you to have that in your phone. I'm the lead on your account. So anytime, if you have problems, questions, anything at all, you can reach out to me. And if they do keep me on the phones a lot, as you can imagine. So if you don't reach me, be sure to leave me a message, and I'll definitely call you back within the hour. And then the next one is our customer service line, so you can have them in your phone too.
Are you texting this to my phone?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm blowing up the phone. Sorry. Bad girlfriend stalking you or something. And then the third one is late night viewing. It's a YouTube video tutorial on the dashboard and analytics. All right, so those are on the way. So I've got M space, the ampersand symbol, J, contract. Is there an Inc. or an LLC or anything behind that, Mark?
No, it's just M, the and symbol, J, contract.
Perfect. All right. And then I've got a P.O. box. I'll actually need a physical address, if you would, please.
Let's go at 381 Route 43, Stevenstown, New York.
Okay.
120.
Stevenstown.
Yep.
All right. And what was that zip again, hon?
12068.
All right. So I've got 381 Route 43. Steventown, Steventown, New York, 12068.
Yep, everything's E-N instead of O-N.
Ah, thank you. Okay, perfect. And then for phone number, is there a separate business number, or do you want your cell phone listed?
Cell phone listed. We can do that for now. I'm going to get another number.
I don't blame you. You know, and everybody is doing that these days. You know, it's easier. So,
like 15 hours at night.
Yeah, and well, I'm trying to bounce two different phones, and yeah, I did that once, and it's no fun. All right, so let me get into another stream here. So we'll do some verifying, and my job is to be thorough and make sure that all your information is correct. And then, Mark, are you able to look at your calendar or have it memorized?
I should be able to, yeah. I got a pen and paper.
Awesome. So next, the first thing, and this is an important step, I need to get you set up for a client onboarding call. And it's an hour call. Well, we block out an hour. It usually only takes 25 to 30 minutes. You don't need to be in front of your computer for it. It's more just informational. Okay. So what they'll do is go through and make sure, again, that everything I collected is accurate, We want everything 100% before it goes out of here. Tell you how to upload photos. They'll get you your login to the dashboard. So it's at your earliest. Let me see. It looks like today is pretty booked solid. I've got openings just about every hour on the hour tomorrow, starting at 10 o'clock your time.
Can I do it Monday?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's look at Monday.
Monday's.
What time works for you Monday, Mark?
9 to 5 is what I work. Let's say 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Perfect. Right when we open. We're on Pacific time.
Okay.
All right. And let me get that in here. So I'm going to set up a calendar appointment. And then I'll send that to you, and that's also going to go to client onboarding. So I'll have you watch for that. There we go. It didn't want me to add. And you got those two emails, right? You don't need to do anything with them. Just need to make sure they made it.
Let me double check.
Perfect.
You're 714-502-0500.
Yes. Yep. That sounds like the tax. Good.
Yep.
All right. So you'll get another email here in just a second. That's going to be your calendar appointment. So when that one comes through, if you could just hit the yes that you'll attend, that confirms that and holds your appointment with onboarding. And
okay.
Let me punch that in here. I've got to make a note for those folks. Wow, May 23rd already. Memorial Day's coming up. How did that happen?
Man,
the year is going so fast.
Too fast.
Yeah, right? I couldn't agree with you more. All right. And then... What's that?
The next one we checked over here, that's got real. I'm looking for these here, Dave. What am I looking at? Capcom? Yeah. So all of the Capcoms are down here on the right. There's a whole blue bay. I call it the blue bay because most of the Capcoms are blue. Anything that you're looking at, probably from here to here. So the Bay 18, that's what it is. Yep, so Bay 18.
Mark, I'm doing some fill-ins on my end. You let me know when you talk again.
Yes. Okay, I can talk.
Okay, as far as services, so I'm putting you under general contracting / general construction, and I'm listing flooring, flooring repair, additions, remodeling, let's say renovations. What else do we want to list? Do you want to list electrical and plumbing?
You just put that as room. I have those guys back. Kitchens, bathrooms, painting rooms.
Yes. Perfect. Basements?
Yes, we do basements.
What about garage conversion?
Yeah. Yep.
Perfect. What else? I've got additions. What about decks, pergolas, outdoor things?
Yes, we do decks. Yep.
Perfect. I'm going to say decks, pergolas, gazebos. We'll throw them all in there.
Let's throw it all.
That's
we have
it
all
start.
Around on the network. Different guys to work with.
That's fantastic.
Masonry. Got a guy who's 40 years of union mason. He runs a lot of the crew.
Perfect. Now, I guess I could spell that right. There we go. And how about, I won't say it this way, but dirt work? be able to do dirt work too.
I'm sorry, again, what'd you say?
Dirt work, excavation.
No, we don't do much of that.
Okay, all right, no worries. All right, that's a great start. If you think of any others, be sure to let them know when you do your onboarding call on Monday. I'm sure, you know, you'll be sitting there having a beer this weekend and you'll you'll go, hey, whoa, we forgot such and such. So, yeah, be sure to, we can get those in. All right. I'm doing some copy and paste on my end. Got to grab your Facebook link. We're going to make good use of that. So I mentioned we're going to get you featured on Facebook, too. So part of the service is we'll do Facebook ads for you. And those, man, they're so powerful. Facebook has become...
Would I have to pay for that separate, or is that something that I...
That's all. It's included. It's already included, hon. Don't even worry about it.
Okay.
You're good.
They don't stop charging at all.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've heard so many horror stories. Just crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
Are you able to pause that Angie's service?
This works out good with you guys. I'm just going to shut it down.
Perfect. Good for you. I've heard a lot of people doing that. It stinks too that they're selling your leads to other people, your competitors. I never got that. It just didn't make good business sense to me to do that. And then
a couple of optional things.
So this is included, but it's totally optional. We can do call tracking. So in other words, tracking where your calls are coming from your website. Is that something you'd like to have on there?
Not at this time. I'm just going to take the minimum basic package to have.
All right. Well, it's included. There's no extra charge.
Oh, it's included?
I'd say grab it.
Oh, yeah, I'll take it then. Yeah.
All right. Good deal. Yeah, might as well. It's there. So I'm going to text you another link. Homework, sorry. This is the link to get your call tracking set up and started. So that's on its way to you. And then another optional, and again, this is included, no extra charge, is an app that you can download from the App Store. It's our Splash app. So what it does is you can make and receive calls from your cell phone through the app without your customers or business associates knowing your cell phone number. So basically it masks. But the other cool thing that it does, the feature that I really like, is that it will record all of your calls. So let's say, you know, John Doe says, yeah, I want you to tear out that entire wall and do this, put an addition on.
Yes.
And you get the wall out and he goes, whoa, man, I didn't want you to tear that wall out. And you get into a legal battle. You can go back and listen to those recordings and, you know, kind of cover your tracks. So it's optional. Up to you.
Is that additional cost there?
Nope, that's included.
Yeah, if it's included, I'll take it.
All right, you got it. I'm putting it. Big old yes there for you. And then one more text, and this one is just more information on that app. And now that app, too, we just rolled it out about two, three weeks ago. So it is still in beta. So we'll take any and all feedback, good, bad, or ugly. So definitely, if you run into any glitches or anything, we do want to know.
Okay.
And then, so we're doing... So I'm putting a note in here. Surrounding. But moving to Florida, Mass.
Yes.
And you said that was in about a month?
Yes.
Okay, well, I got it. All right. Perfect. And Mark, do you prefer to be contacted by phone, text, or email? Which works better? Or all?
Phone. I'll take all for the most part.
Okay. So I'm making a note too that your address is going to be home address. Submit from online listing. All right. I think we're looking good there. So let me drop in some more copies and pastes. I have a couple double checks on my end here. Oops. There we go. And that was Monday morning that we're doing that onboarding.
Yes, okay. Monday morning. 10 o'clock.
Yes. Oh, could you please check for that calendar appointment? And if it's there, I need you to hit accept on that.
Okay. You give me a look because I'm at Home Depot. Like, I'm picking up the chairs. I got to drop it off in the job.
Gotcha. No worries. If you can't get to it.
No, I'll get to it today.
Perfect. I thought I heard lumber going onto a cart.
Yeah. Lumber. Tack on screws. I'm at Home Depot right now.
So while you're there, do me a favor while you're at Home Depot, my favorite store. Go stand in the lumber aisle and just breathe deeply for me. I'll smell vicariously through you. Favorite part of the whole store. I love the smell of lumber. Grew up around it. It just smells like home. I went in there the other day to get plants for the garden. I had to veer over to the lumber aisle and wander through just because it smells so good.
I'm here all day, every day.
I know a lot of girls like to shop at the mall, but I really like Home Depot. They've got good things too. Not one of those girls that necessarily likes to hang out and be a mall rat.
I'm sorry, Jim.
No, you're fine. I'm just doing some more fill-ins. This is actually perfect because I'm not sitting there with dead air for you. So I'm setting up your subscription now, and then we're getting close to the end, Mark, and I'll be able to let you back to your day and get the phone out of your ear for now.
Yeah.
All right, and that went through. Okay. So I'm ready for billing info whenever you're comfortable. So I'll need you to read off your credit card number so whenever you can get to a spot that you can read it without prying ears. So on the card,
One second. Okay. Credit card will be, which one are you using? I'm going to use the American Express.
Okay.
Numbers 3797.
3797. Oh.
Yep. 8465.
8465. 22.
Yep. 2078.
Okay. I think I'm missing some digits.
put this, let me read it over again.
Yeah, let's do that. Make sure I got it right. I think I missed something. Go for it.
All right, it's 3797.
Okay.
8465 22 22 078.
Aha. Perfect. And then expiration.
0826.
August, a good month of 26. And then that security code, please.
Security code is 1916.
And then, so I've got, on the card, does it say Mark Jackson?
Yeah.
And then is the company...
CMB contract.
And it's under, what was it? CMB?
CMB construction. Construction service.
Okay. And then phone number attached to the card, is that the same as your cell?
Yes.
And then the address on the card, is that the 381 Route 43 Steventown?
No, it's 1609, I believe it is, Route 22, Steventown, New York.
1609, Route 22, Steventown, New York, 12068.
12068, yep.
Got it. Let me update that. All right, that went through. So I'm going to run this through, and then I'll let you know. There'll be another email on the way, and then we'll do our voice verification, and I can leave you back to your day.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Oh. Well, something isn't right with our address. It just gave me a generic decline.
It's got to be the mailing address.
Okay, so...
Well, if you give me a second, I'll give you another credit card.
No problem. Oh, and as a reminder, too, while you're searching for that, just as a professional courtesy, if you can't make that onboarding call on Monday, just let us know. We can always reschedule it. But it is an important first step. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
I figured you would.
Yeah, I'll definitely keep it with you guys.
Perfect. I appreciate
it. Let's see. Address is not mentioned.
Give you this.
All right. I'm going to give you another one. Berkshire Bank.
And is it Master Visa? Master.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoop. There we go. Okay, I'm ready.
16 digits. 5581.
5581.
4209. 4209. 2782. 2782.
Yep. 2458. 24. 58. And expiration?
Expiration is 1024.
10 of 24.
10/24.
Perfect. And that security code?
506.
Was it a 906?
506.
506. All right. And let me just double check. That was October of 24, right? 10 of 24?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And then is that going to be the 1609 Route 22?
Yes.
Perfect. Let me update that. All right. Let's give that a whirl.
Okay. That should work. The other one should work. I just forgot the address on it. The numbers, anyway. I think it's 6. I gotta figure that one out.
There we go, and that went through just fine. All right, so okay. you're gonna get another email, and that one's going to say local splash invoice or initial invoice. That one, when it comes through, I'll need you to scroll to the bottom. And you know what?
Okay.
You're super busy. Do you want me to send you a text message just with a little list of things I need you to do yet this afternoon? That way you'll know. Yeah,
yep.
I'll do that. We'll do the voice verification now, so we've got that out of our way. And then I'll send you that little reminder when we're done. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier channel partners. It does get recorded, and it's attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. So there are a couple voice prompts in here. I'll be reading it, so if you have any questions as I go, just stop me and ask. So, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
The name of the business is M&J Contracting.
Perfect. Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Mark Jackson, sole owner of the business, M&J Contracting.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it's important that you are actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes. I agree.
Thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
Can you say that one more time? I had a little extra noise around me.
You bet. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. I heard the hesitation, so I'll clarify. It doesn't mean that you can't do other marketing online. Just be sure to let us know. That way we can make sure it still all ties in, everything's tied together, and you're staying on first page.
Gotcha. Yep.
Yeah, so your team, perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, May 19th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $448. Your monthly $349 is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 19th of the month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue the agreement for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after July 19th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. And then just one last reminder of that onboarding meeting on Monday, and I will send you a quick text just kind of bullet pointing the couple of homework items that I need you to do today. And you're good to go. You got this listing. You're solid. Any other questions for me before I let you get back to your work?
Well, I would like to check it out myself on Google. So how do I look this up on Google?
What do you want to look up?
What you guys are going to be doing for the Google and Facebook. And I guess...
Well, gotcha.
I can see a
So that's all in your emails and your texts. If you get stumped on any of that, I know I flooded you with information. Just let me know, or you can ask on Monday, too, when you do your onboarding meeting, if that's more convenient. We do allow that entire hour in case you've got extra questions. But they'll get you your login for that dashboard. It'll kind of all come together and make a little bit more sense to them.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I said, if you get stumped, don't hesitate to give me a call. I'm happy to help.
Absolutely.
All right.
And
well,
your
welcome.
Number here.
Yep. I should be in your phone. give me a call anytime. And welcome to Local Splash. We're glad to have you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm waiting to see how this works out.
I'm excited. I think it's going to do great things for you. I can't wait to see you rocking and rolling some more. Love to see our customers succeed. Cool. All right. You have a good rest of your day, Mark.
Thank you, too. Likewise.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Gail.